What did they know and when did they know it seems to be the crux of a just-completed independent investigation of a trip to China taken by four City of Ypsilanti officials. This is Lisa Berry, and we're joined now on 89.1 WEMU by Ypsilanti City Manager Darwin McCleary. Welcome.
Thank you, Lisa.
Now, this investigation was prompted after questions were raised about whether a Troy-based Chinese-American developer actually paid for the trip taken at the same time she was pursuing the creation of a multi-million dollar development in the city, which we know was repeatedly pointed out to be unethical and improper. Attorney Ed Plato's report to the city was dated April 3rd, and since then, one of the city officials involved, Economic Development Director Beth Earnett, no longer works for the city. We were told her contract was not renewed. Can you confirm that this decision was tied to the findings of the independent report?
The decision was made by me, and it was tied to the findings in the report.
So when was she let go?
I met with Ms. Earnett on Thursday evening, April 5th, that is when I informed her that her contract would not be renewed.
Can you tell us why? What prompted your decision?
Well, I really don't discuss personnel issues beyond just confirming the decision that was made.
Okay, but you can confirm that it was a result of an independent investigation into the trip.
It was.
Now, you, City Manager Darwin McCleary, were questioned for the investigation. I read all 26 pages. Do you feel cleared and vindicated of doing anything improper at this time?
Absolutely. I think if you look at the report, you will see that when the developer originally presented their proposal to council on May 23rd of last year, I immediately raised red flags about the offer that was made to the city council on the China trip. I am the one who contacted the city attorney the next morning and requested a legal opinion.
Someone pointed out to me a comment from you that was dated the end of November saying that you didn't see any evidence of wrongdoing by employees of the city.
At that point, I had no information that would indicate any wrongdoing on the part of any of our city officials, elected or appointed. And until I received this report on April 4th, I did not have any information that indicated that they had done anything wrong.
You pointed out if it was paid for by the developer, that would have been unethical and improper.
Correct.
Okay. So that leaves Ypsilanti Mayor Amanda Edmonds, Mayor Pro Tem Nicole Brown, and Police Chief Tony DeGiusti, who went on the trip to China last fall. And I read as part of that report, Nicole Brown was not even interviewed because she had little involvement in the trip planning. So that leaves Mayor Edmonds and the police chief. And we really haven't heard that much about the police chief involving this trip. Where is his standing in all this at this time?
Well, I think there are some questions that still need to be answered, and we are still waiting for the full and final report from the Plato Law Firm. We have not received that yet. I can only rely on the information that we have been presented through the summary reports, the synopsis report, and the timeline report. I don't know if there will be additional information that will be presented as part of that final report or not. At this point, I rely completely on the findings that have been presented to us so far.
And according to that independent investigation, it did seem that Mayor Edmonds did try on several occasions to find out who the trip was paid for by. What's the verdict on her at this point?
That I could not answer for you. The city council has not even met yet to discuss these findings. And any action regarding elected officials would be determined by the city council.
What about you and the city attorney? What will your involvement be?
The city attorney would provide information to the council on what their options are, depending on what the results of the investigation may be. And I would anticipate that he would provide all of the available options to the city council, and then the council would determine what steps they wish to take from there.
In reading the investigation, I saw that a reporter from the Metro Times was actually mentioned in the report. Do you think any of this situation would have come to light if he hadn't looked into it?
I could not answer that for you. It's very possible it may not have. But again, that's a very good question.
And does this happen in more communities that anyone would even want to publicly acknowledge?
I'm not sure. I'm qualified to answer that question. I don't know.
So the sad part of all of this is that the Ypsilanti contaminated Water Street property still sits there with no future. What is going to happen with that next?
Well, we are going to continue marketing that property. Our economic development department will work with any interested companies or individuals who want to present proposals. I somewhat disagree with the statement that there's no future for the property. We believe that there is, but...
No immediate plans, let's put it that way. Yes,
correct.
How about that? Okay.
Correct. No immediate plans. But it is a challenging property. It has contamination issues, and it makes it a challenge for us to be able to do something with it. But we are still optimistic about the future of that property.
So you, Ypsilanti City Manager Darwin McClary, what is your bottom line takeaway sense or feeling from this whole situation about the trip to China and the investigation and already the dismissal of one of the city employees?
Well, again, I rely on the findings of Plato Law Firm's investigative report. I believe from an administrative standpoint, we have taken the appropriate action based on the findings of that report. You know, that's as much as I can comment on. What action the city council may take is at their discretion, and I have full confidence that the council will take appropriate action based on the report.
And in U.S. City Manager, you feel like you've done everything you're going to do as far as reaction to this investigation and situation?
Based on the information I have right now. Now, like I said, if there is any additional information that is contained in the final full report, of course, any further actions I take would be subject to what may be contained in that report.
And when do you expect to have that? Sorry.
Well, I was told that within a few days, so I'm hoping that's the case.
Ypsilanti City Manager Darwin McClary, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.